Hey there, Dr. Paula here. This session is going to support the preparation work that you've already done in resolving a conflict that's important to you. Conflicts are a natural part of life, and when handled well, they help you get the results you need and want while strengthening important relationships. This session assumes that you have done the work of noticing what are the facts in your situation, and that you understand that you have told yourself a story about those facts. You have attached meaning to the facts. You have provided a because, an explanation as to why things happen. And that's okay. It's normal. You can't not do it. But you now understand that there can be many explanations that fit the same set of facts, and you earnestly want to arrive at a good outcome for both you and the other party. You also understand how to soothe tension because you have learned what the cash tools are. So, since you have done this good work, let's get started. You can enjoy this moment of peace and comfort. You might sink into the cushions of your chair, or perhaps you might just let the chair support you. Either way, it's fine. Choose either your right or your left hand. Either is perfect. Raise that hand to eye level. That's right. Focus your attention on your hand. Study it intently. You can explore all the little lines, the small marks from previous injuries, or little blemishes. You might notice the coloring of your skin varies from one spot to another, and you can notice the veins, their size, and their differences. All of this as your mind and body is relaxing. Notice that the edges of your fingers might become blurry, relaxing even more. Letting the muscles around your eyes and your mouth soften. And you can bring your fingers back into focus, breathing in and out. Allowing the edges, once again, to blur. Letting it happen. Becoming more deeply relaxed. You might notice your eyes getting drowsy, focusing and blurring and focusing again, more and more relaxed, letting go, letting your hand drop to your lap, and as it does, going deeper and deeper into relaxation. You can close your eyes now, and as I count down from 5 to 1, allowing the comfort and peace to roll over you like waves on a gentle lake, lapping against the shore, resting, enjoying. 5, letting go. 4, feeling relaxed, rolling from your head to the tips of your toes. 3, allowing it to happen, too, more and more relaxed, calm, peaceful, expecting it. 1. Completely relaxed and savoring this moment. 2. Sitting in your chair, notice the support, relaxed, comfortable, calm. You can notice your breath in and out, feeling the coolness as you draw the air in, exhaling and releasing tension, sitting peacefully. You can reflect on your situation, remembering the facts, separating your facts from the meaning. You can remember your because, feeling calm, relaxed, comparing your facts and your because. And you can remember that your because, your explanation, is not a fact. And you can wonder what the other party's facts are. You can imagine that there will be new facts, feeling excited at a new understanding, seeing new possibilities, hearing a new perspective, feeling relaxed in your chair, breathing in and out, deeper relaxation, like a wave soothing you, calm and quiet. You are confident that you can resolve the conflict. That feeling of joy rising up from your belly, flowing upwards through your heart, feeling joy in the back of your neck, breaking through to your face, smiling, happy, optimistic, excited. You know that if you sense defensiveness, you can settle it with your cash tools. You are excited that there will be a wonderful outcome. And as you're reflecting on the conversation, you might find yourself relaxing more, confident that you can reach a good outcome, wanting an answer that is right for both. Here, now, you are clear about your facts. You know that the situation can be resolved. There is no risk, no threat. Confident that you can think clearly, you can stay focused. As you can feel your body and mind relaxing further, you can be curious about the other person's facts. And you can wonder what because the other person has. What story have they told themselves about their facts? And as you enjoy this moment of peace, noticing your breath in and out, you are interested, eager to understand, there is an answer, a good outcome. Today, you are committed to finding that good outcome, seeing a better future, hearing kind words, a win-win for both sides. Moving downward, more and more relaxed. Imagine the sun warming and comforting you, picturing a gentle breeze on your face. Nothing is required of you right now. Enjoying this moment of reflection, confident of the win-win that will be joyous, letting go of any hurt, focused on soothing away the pain for either. And you can apologize for any hurt as you smile with genuine caring, focused on everything the other is saying, listening to learn, noticing that you both want resolution. Have you noticed? Many people have what they call a junk drawer. You might have one. I know I do. Perhaps it's in your kitchen, or maybe somewhere else. It doesn't matter. Junk drawers are handy. You can use them to hide things, or to put things when we don't know what to do with them. We hurriedly stuff them away in our junk drawer, out of sight. That stuff in that drawer piles up. Cords, old keys, lids, charging cords, batteries, slips of paper, old receipts, envelopes, lots of odds and ends. Things get tangled. Sometimes you even forget what's in that drawer. Things that would be useful and things that should be thrown away, all tangled up together. It feels so good to put order to such a mess, doesn't it? It feels like it would be a big task putting order to all that mess. But it really isn't. You take each item out, look at it. Will you keep it or let it go? You create categories and groups, putting things together that should be together, and getting rid of things you no longer need or want. Feeling so good about finally getting things in order. Discovering things you had forgotten. Things that are useful and helpful. And disposing of things that just take up space and that make it hard to see the good, the useful, the valuable. The drawer is clean and organized. Can feel proud. With a little effort, the clutter is gone. Everything is being put right. It's done. Mess is gone. And it feels right. Finally. You have your facts and your story. It's time now. You can put things right. It's time to clean the mess. Share your facts because you are clear. Your facts are not your because. Share your because with gentle caring. Listen. And choose words carefully. Watch and adjust. Hear the rest of the story. Use your cash tools when needed. You can be calm because you have the tools. You can soothe away any tension. you remember to enjoy this moment. Joy, peace, happiness, calm. Breathing in and breathing out. Thinking clearly. Feel the rhythm of your breath. Listen. Watch. Think. And feel. Caring about the other. Focus on finding a win-win. Letting go of your own because, your own meaning. Adjust your understanding. Caring about a win-win. Allowing it to happen. Expecting that being open, a good outcome will happen. Now, you can reflect on your facts, your because, their facts, and their because. And as you reflect, you are open to new possibility. Doors open up. New answers present themselves, like a balloon floating on the wind. The conflict drifts away, and you are in a new space. It's time now to return. You are ready now. You can make this right. Resolve the conflict. Achieve a good outcome. And nurture your relationship. I will count up from 1 to 5. When I reach 5, you will be fully alert and taking with you all that you need. Resolving conflicts, achieving win-win, strengthening important relationships. 1, you might remember some of what I have said. 2, or maybe none of it. 3, it doesn't matter because your subconscious was listening and will help you on your journey. 4, feeling more aware of your surroundings. 5, and feeling fully alert, eyes open, and ready to go on with your day or to rest for the night, whatever you choose. When you see the other person's face, or see or hear that person's name, whether it's in your head, a picture, or in real life, you will remember you are calm. You are peaceful. You want a win-win. You have the tools. You'll breathe slowly and deeply, and you will think clearly, using all that you have prepared, and you will move to a new, healthy place. All the best to you. My heart is with you.